want to get to my next item now, because Fianna Fáil councillor Fionnán Fitzgerald is with me on the line. And Fionnán, you're getting in touch. You got a lot of calls from people very concerned about the speed people are travelling at these days. And there was damage done to an entrance of a house. Is that right, over the weekend?
Yes, Jerry. Good morning to you and all your listeners. Yeah, I have received what I would call a large increase in the amount of calls coming to me in relation to road safety and concerns over road safety. And these are relating to specific incidents on all types of roads, not just our main roads, our N21, 22, etc., but on all our highways and byways. I suppose it would be very fair to say, Jerry, and I'd be at low water saying that the people that are ringing me are frightened. And I don't use that word, you know, with exaggeration. Frightened, shocked, concerned at incidents that they're witnessing. It has been particularly gloomy weather over the last number of weeks. We've had a lot of rain, a lot of low-lying cloud. And that's making what we would call bright dull. It never really does brighten across the day. I mean, this morning is a classic example of it, a heavy mist down on top of us. So it's not bright out there. But yet, people are, you know, entitled to move about, go for a walk, bring a child in a buggy or a pram out for a walk, and get some fresh air into the lungs. It's good for people, but the speed at which people are traveling, and it's not, you know, it's not something that, you know, we're dealing with every year. It's there, but for whatever reason, this year, it's particularly there, and I'm finding my phone hopping in relation to it, particularly there. I know I got a call last week from a lady who was out with a pram, and somebody drove by in a country road at high speed, and they got an awful shock, and they took on the person in the vehicle and said, you know, can you not slow down, and what's the rush? And the reply was, well, what's your problem? I mean, we need to do better than that. I do realize we'll say that it is Christmas time and that we're all under pressure, and we want to make the best of Christmas for everybody. And nobody wants to be coming on like the Grinch this morning, giving out about something and tearing up people moving around the place. It's part of the economy or social network, etc. But at the same time, I would appeal to our listeners and to everyone listening in, it is about Christmas is about the safety of others as well. And we all want to enjoy the period, and let's do it safely. Think of it, like, if a person was to go from Castleisland to Tralee or Ballymac to Listowel or whatever it might be, Killarney or South Kerry, name any two towns, they're all within 5-7 miles of each other, within reason, you know, from a house to the nearest town. So if you go at speed there, what will a person save? A person would save a minute, 2 minutes max, 3 minutes. You wouldn't boil a kettle, Jerry, and I'm being genuine about that. You wouldn't boil a kettle
in
and make a cup of tea.
In terms of time,
in what
by taking, overtaking and doing all those things. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Someone misjudged, obviously, their speed, crashed into a pillar and left.
Yes, that story came to me on Saturday. No, thankfully, it was since rectified. Somebody did come forward and make their appeal. But it falls in with a pattern of similar types of incidents where people use driveways in rural Ireland or entrances to driveways as a pull-in. And nobody has any difficulty with that. The vast majority of locals and residents along country roads are very, very content to let people pull in onto technically private property. But you never know what's on that private property. You never know what's at an entrance. Somebody can be putting up a little Santa, you know, Santa call here, whatever it might be, Jerry. The post box can be inside in that pillar that you mightn't see in the car. And with it gloomy and dreary, you know, you can pull up to it and you could have yourself a disaster and, you know, damaged property or, God forbid, worse. I think, you know, and I thought carefully about putting up the post on Saturday afternoon, but you know, and it's not within my nature to go to moan at people, but I mean, I just felt that on Saturday afternoon I had taken enough calls on this thing. This was warranted going to put something up on it and to appeal to people to travel safely. It is great to see people out. There is no doubt about it. We have good weather for travelling. Our roads are dry. We don't have snow and all that. It's good for the economy and for local shops and businesses, and so important to get out there. But we need to do it safely, and we need to do it with the our friends and neighbours and community and loved ones in mind, Gerry.
Okay, and with that in mind, obviously the toll of death and destruction already this month has been unrelenting, so hopefully we don't see any more, and it's a message for everyone to go easy and take it easy. Fionnán, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me this morning.
Gerard, happy Christmas to you and your listeners.
Same to you. That's Fionnán Fitzgerald there, Councillor Fionnán Fitzgerald, with that message, that pictures up on Facebook of what happened. And again, it's that if you're going so fast, you just can't react when something goes wrong. So slower you go, the safer you will be this Christmas.